good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pilley.
Hectic story this today, Terence.
It is pretty hectic, Darren. You know, I've dealt with bullying in school stories before. Mm. The Department of Education has they're quite clear. They have a zero tolerance on bullying when it comes, especially schools.
Yes.
But it still is prevalent. And last week, it took a very sour turn. Mm. A learner at the Wingen Heights Secondary School in Shellcross had to be admitted into the ICU of Chatsworth Hospital after being struck over his head with an iron bar.
Crazy.
By a bully. And all he did was, he was cautioning a group of boys against being rude to a teacher. He was a class representative. He ended up in hospital, and I managed to chat to his dad this week. Alan, tell me what happened with Aldane at school.
My wife and I, we were at work and we called in. Apparently Aldane was involved in a fight. When we responded to the school, we found out that he was hit on the head with a pipe.
Hit by whom?
Hit by one of the students.
All right, did they tell you why?
According to the principal, there was something brewing for the last 6 months, which they cannot tell us. See, Aldane is a RCL, a representative class leader. And he did caution a few boys with some of the misdemeanors, you know, over the year. And I think these boys didn't take correction very lightly. They decided to gang up on him. And whilst he was taking one of the boys to the office for leave, they noticed this gang of boys standing there from the school.
Yeah.
About five or six boys approached him from behind. And one of the boys took an iron pipe and it struck him on his head.
So he took an iron pipe and struck him over the head?
Yes.
And what happened after that?
Well, Aldane he turned back, he looked at the boy, he wiped his head and he continued walking towards the corridor. And as he walked, one of the boys still had the audacity to push him. And from there he continued to the office. And as he entered the staff room, I think it was, he collapsed.
And what happened from there?
Okay, then I rushed off to school, and when I got there, Netcare was in attendance. By then, Aldane was already stabilized and put into the ambulance.
The other child that hit him,
okay.
What happened to him?
Okay, we viewed footage. His parents were also present, and the ASGB members were there, and they viewed the footage. And, they did apologize. I said to the parents, I don't have anything against you, but this was brought upon you by your child.
Mm.
So they did have a hearing. And from what I know, that the boy is provisionally suspended.
Alan, as far as I know, this kid was allowed to come back and write the exams.
Yes, he was allowed. I've also questioned the principal about him writing exams during this time. Apparently, the principal says it is it's constitutional right and it's a controlled environment.
But what about the other children? They also have a constitutional right to feel safe at the school.
Absolutely. And I also question him being a threat to other pupils.
Alan, as a parent, when you heard that your child was struck with an iron bar over his head, he had two seizures at the school, paramedics had to be called in, what was going through your mind?
To me, I couldn't believe it. When I got there and after I hear the story, I was surprised that this could have occurred to my son.
Have you engaged with the Department of Education at all?
To date, I have not heard anything from the department. I've sent an SMS to the manager of the area. She hasn't got back to me, and no one from the department has actually called me or messaged me or anything of that sort.
You
think he's having problems getting a hold of the education department?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about my runaround.
I want to ask this question because the craziest thing for me about this whole thing is that after this assault, this violent assault of a student on another student, the first student, the assaulter, the violent child, was allowed back at the school.
Yeah. For me, he should never have been allowed to even write the exams. That's a punishment. A charge of attempted murder was opened against the child.
Yeah.
Attempted murder.
Yes.
If Aldane didn't come out of that coma that he was in for 5 days,
yeah.
And let's just say, worst case scenario, he passed away. Then that charge would have escalated to murder. Now you're allowing this child back to school to write his exams. I'm sorry, he should have been held a year back. That's what his punishment is. That's how serious the act was.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's open up the lines. 089-310-9495. Should bullies who commit violent acts at school be allowed back to school? 089-310-9495.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pilley.
So the question we're asking this morning, Terence, should bullies be allowed back at school after they have committed a violent act?
Well, I don't think so. But let's see what our callers have to say.
The parent, yes, he did. The guy did hit the... I'm one of the parents that were... The children that were standing around when the fight was happening. It was this guy's fault who got hit. He was fighting with the children that were around him. So everybody's got the story wrong. You need to speak to the children that were there.
They shouldn't actually be allowed at school at all. And even if it's psychological bullying, that's worse than actual physical bullying. They shouldn't be allowed. They should be actually expelled. Why should our children go to school and we pay for the fees to get bullied by others?
No, bullies should not be allowed at school because growing up being a little boy, I was also bullied myself, but being pressured by my grandmother to beat up on the bullies in return, I think bullies should not be returned to school.
No, they shouldn't be allowed back into school, in any school for that matter. If you expel them from this school, they're going to go to another school, mm-hmm. and the problem is still going to carry on. You have to look into why these children are doing this. Probably in their home they see this violence. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know, I really don't know. But I wouldn't tolerate a child bullying my child. I think I would take it, I would really be annoyed.
I think he shouldn't be allowed back to school. I mean, if he's a danger to one pupil, he's a danger to others as well. And by allowing him to write his exams, it's like basically condoning what he's done.
No, they shouldn't be allowed back at all.
So that first caller that said we didn't get all the facts of the story, the fact of the matter is, that kid, when he decided, irrespective of whether there was a fight or whatever the case may be, when he decided to pick up an iron bar and make a conscious choice to smash that iron bar over the other child's head, sending him into a coma, this kid had two seizures.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that for me is criminal.
All right, so if you want to continue this conversation with Terence, you can do so on his Twitter. It's at Terence Pillay 1 R in Terence. And I just want to close with my feeling on this. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, parents will ask their children, they're concerned, they'll ask their children, are you being bullied at school? Because they don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Not enough parents are asking their kids, are you a bully at school?
100%.
And you need to fix that. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.